St. Bridget's Church. Remaining within the old city centre, we are now heading towards St. Bridget's Church. The church, which was severely damaged during the Second World War, was not restored until 1983. Due to its location close to three shipyards and numerous large plants, it was named the Sanctuary of Our Lady Queen of Working People. The history of the church has been largely influenced by the strikes in the Gdansk shipyard, which took place in 1980. During that time, St. Bridget's Church became the centre for the pastoral care of the striking workers. Father Henrik Jankowski, the provost of St. Bridget's Church, celebrated masses in the striking shipyard, cementing his strong connection with the opposition. After the declaration of martial law on the 13th of December 1981, St. Bridget's Church became an important gathering point for all members of the opposition fighting against the communist regime. Members of the outlawed Solidarność, Lech Wałęsa, Tadeusz Mazowiecki, Jacek Kuroń, Andrzej Gwiazda, and Father Jerzy Popiełuszko could find help and support within the walls of this church. Due to the strong connections with Solidarność, St. Bridget's Church has been visited by many influential people, such as Presidents of the United States, Ronald Reagan and George Bush, the President of France, François Mitterrand, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Margaret Thatcher, and US Senator Edward Kennedy. Today, the church serves as a national sanctuary, with numerous patriotic exhibits commemorating the Polish fight for freedom. These exhibits include a relief depicting Father Jerzy Popiełuszko, who was murdered by the Communist Secret Service, wooden crosses from the shipyard strikes in 1980 and 1988, a bronze door depicting the history of Solidarność in 152 images, an epitaph commemorating the Katyn massacre, with soil brought from the places marked with the blood of Polish intellectuals, epitaphs commemorating the soldiers of the Home Army, the National Armed Forces, the secret military organization Pomeranian Griffin, the Freedom and Independence Organization, the Silent and Dark Organization, and many others. Plaques commemorating Polish Marshal Józef Piłsudski and General Władysław Sikorski. Urns with soil from places strongly connected with Polish martyrdom, such as Stutthof concentration camp. The fence surrounding the altar of Our Lady of Fatima with images of the Polish eagle from various historical periods. An amber altar located in the chancel, which is still under construction, as well as an amber image of the Black Madonna of Częstochowa and the Polish emblem.